It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to Mexico. Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station Family Show.
PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perron.
Show calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station, Happy Station, Happy Station Family Show.
The Sunday Happy Station Show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. The first show for the month of September. Now, at the end of the month, in the beginning of October, we do have those special programs that I was telling you about coming up. So, stay tuned for that. I'll give you a few details, but not too many, later on. We also have actually a guest on today's show, somebody who is certainly no stranger to PCJ Radio International because we do use their relay in Okeechobee, Florida, and that is Jeff White. But we're going to get to him in just a moment. Now, we heard Tom Meyer introducing today's program with the Happy Station song, and I thought we'd have another song by Tom. It's a song that was made famous by the French singer Charles Aznavour. It's called Formi. Formidable.
You are the one for me, for me, for me, formidable. You are my love, very, 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 véritable. Et je voudrais pouvoir enfin un jour te le dire, te l'écrire dans la langue de Shakespeare. My Daisy, 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 désirable. Je suis malheureux d'avoir si peu de mots à t'offrir en cadeau, darling. Love you, love you, darling, I want you. Et puis c'est à peu près tout. You are the one for me, for me, for me, formidable. You are the one for me, for me, for me, formidable. But how can you see me, see me, see me, see me noble? Je ferais mieux d'aller choisir mon vocabulaire pour te plaire dans la langue de Molière. Toi, tes eyes, ton nose, tes lips adorables. Tu n'as pas compris, tant pis, ne t'en fais pas. Viens-t'en dans mes bras, darling. I love you, darling. I want you. Et puis le reste, on s'en fout. You are the one for me, for me, for me, formidable. Je me demande même pourquoi je t'aime, toi qui te moques de moi et de tout, avec ton air canaille, canaille, canaille. How can I love you?
Tom Meyer with the Sky Masters Orchestra and Formi Formidable. Well, I just want to take a couple of moments to tell you about some of the special programs that we have coming up in a few weeks' time. As you may have heard me mention on the show, I will be in the Netherlands and also in Berlin, Germany. So we're going to be recording some programs there as well. But as, of course, I'm going to be in the Netherlands, I'll be seeing Tom for a few days. We have some things that we're probably going to do, but I'm not going to say too much about it. But anyway, so for the shows of October the 3rd, and October the 10th, we have a couple of special Happy Station shows coming up for those two dates. That's October the 3rd and October the 10th. I'm not going to tell you too much about it because, well, we'll leave it as a surprise. But I hope you won't be disappointed. And if you are disappointed, well, that's not my problem then, is it? Anyway, okay, let's now get to our guest on today's show, and it's because he was covering something which is radio-related, and he was actually in the vicinity. Well, not exactly in the vicinity. He was in this part of the globe, maybe a little bit southern, but close enough by. As you know, we've had Jeff White on the show before from WRMI, that's Radio Miami International. And I usually say, now joining us on the phone from Miami, Florida, is, well, Jeff White. But actually, no, he's not in Florida at the moment. He's not even in the USA or the Americas. He's not even in Europe. In fact, the reason why he's not there is because he went to Brisbane in Australia for the HFCC. That's the High Frequency Coordination Conference, which meets twice a year to discuss the A and B seasons for shortwave frequencies. This year, it was hosted by Beyond Reach, which was formerly known as HCJB Australia. So, he's now joining us from Auckland, New Zealand. Now, I know that sounds a little bit strange. Wait a second, he's in Brisbane for HFCC, but you introduced him from Auckland? Well, that's because he headed down to Auckland in New Zealand. Now, Jeff joins us on the line right now from Auckland, New Zealand. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Keith.
Now, you are in Auckland, New Zealand right now, but you were actually just in Australia for the HFCC, which took place in Brisbane. With some of the changes that have been happening, what was this year's HFCC like?
Well, it was a little bit smaller than usual, Keith. We have usually around 100 people taking part, and we had only about 75 or so this time. But that was really kind of what we expected because a lot of the HFCC members live in Europe or the Middle East, and it's a long ways for them. It's a long way to travel and a lot of money for a lot of the countries that participate in this. So we knew that the participation would be somewhat reduced this time, but for 75, I think we were doing pretty well. For Australia, and the thing is, the members in Australia and here in the Pacific area in general have to travel a long way every time to the HFCC, twice a year. So it's only fair that once in 25 years, for the first time, I think that we have an HFCC in Australia.
So I take it then there were a lot of Asian countries and Pacific nations that attended this time that maybe previously hadn't attended before.
I'm not sure if there were any new ones who haven't attended before, but there were, certainly, yes, a lot of, Asian and Pacific countries, more than usual, attending. and that was very good. Now, a lot of times the Asian and Pacific countries attend the A meeting, which is the one in January or February, but a lot of them attended this one also, which is a B meeting, but in more in their neck of the woods, so to speak.
Well, just out of curiosity, I mean, now since the voice of Russia doesn't exist, and now it's Sputnik, and now they're no longer on shortwave, were there any Russians there?
There was one person from the General Radio Frequency Center. Mm-hmm. So I you know, they may be planning something, or they may be they're on standby, I don't know. in case something reappears or some funding reappears or something. But, there was one Russian at this meeting.
Now, just a moment ago, I said that you were in Brisbane. Now, a lot of people would think, well, wait a second, Radio Australia is in Melbourne, which is the other side of the country. Wasn't this hosted by Radio Australia?
No, actually, it was hosted by Reach Beyond Australia. And this is the former HCJB Australia. And Reach Beyond, in fact, has its headquarters, its Australian headquarters in Melbourne as well. But their frequency coordinator, Ken Lingwood, lives in Brisbane. And he was the primary organizer of this event. So it was held in Brisbane. That's the sole reason.
Oh, okay. were there any people there from Radio Australia?
Yes, there was. Gary Baxter from Radio Australia was there doing frequencies, and also Broadcast Australia, which is the organization that actually owns or manages the transmitter sites for Radio Australia and the ABC, was there.
Now, you also attended a 50th anniversary party, and it wasn't for Radio Australia, was it?
Actually, Keith, it was the 50th anniversary, but not of Radio Australia. It was the Australian Radio DX Club, and they were celebrating their 50 years just the week after the HFCC, and just a few days after, actually. And I had an opportunity to go down to Sydney, where their headquarters is, and attend their 50th anniversary annual general meeting. And it was a very nice event, about 30 people there from all over Australia. And we had a little get-together there in Sydney.
Now, of course, you were there for a very short time, but what is DXing like in Australia?
I wish I could tell you from experience, but in Brisbane, we were the headquarters of the hotel where we were at was in downtown Brisbane, so it was just a horrible location for doing any shortwave listening. I took up my radio a few times, but couldn't hear much except noise. And then in Sydney, I was also in a hotel in downtown, really bad place for doing DXing. But when we were in Brisbane the day before, 2 days before the HFCC began, I had a chance to attend a barbecue put on by the local branch of the Australian Radio DX Club. And a guy named John Smith, or Smithy, hosted the event at his house. And this guy has, I would bet, at least 100 shortwave receivers. And they are all in a big block, in a big closet in his house. And they take up a whole room, really. And they're all connected to the electricity and all to antennas, and you can DX anything you want on these radios there. And he has a very good setup out in the suburbs of Brisbane. And I didn't hear it while I was at his house, but the next day he sent me a recording that he made of WRMI at 11580 kilohertz at 8 o'clock in the morning his time. Beautiful reception. So If you're in the right location, DXing is it can be good. Also, here in Auckland, where I am now, I'm down in downtown Auckland, not a good place for DXing. But Brian Clark from the New Zealand Radio DX League, I was told, lives about 110 kilometers north of here, in a very nice location, and is able to pick up all kinds of stuff. Arthur Cushion, I learned, the famous Arthur Cushion, lived in Invercargill, which is the southern tip of the South Island. Nothing between him and Antarctica, and was able to pick up all kinds of stuff, as you know.
Yeah, it's interesting, because a few years ago when I was in Papua New Guinea, I remember turning on a shortwave radio and hearing stations that here normally I can't hear in Taiwan, because Papua New Guinea is surrounded by water. There was very little electrical noise, and stations, let's say, that would be very difficult to hear here were better to come there, because there were just no interference from anywhere.
Well, I'm hoping to actually do a little listening, because tomorrow I'm going off to the Cook Islands for 3 days. And they're going to be right on the beach, and a very good location for listening, I think.
Well, actually, what I'll do is I'll send you the PCJ frequencies and times for the Pacific, because you'll be able to pick us up in the Cook Islands, that's for sure.
Absolutely, we'll try.
Now, when is the next HSCC taking place?
It's going to be the last week in January in Istanbul, Turkey.
Oh.
Co-hosted by the TRT, Turkish Radio Television, and we're looking forward to that, although it's going to be a little bit cooler, I think.
Jeff White, thank you very much for talking to us today, and sorry to wake you up at that very ungodly hour.
No problem, Keith. Talk to you anytime.
Yes, it was a very ungodly hour, because when he said, oh, call my U.S. mobile number, I hadn't realized that he was already in New Zealand. So I was calling him on Australian time. And New Zealand time was about almost 2 hours difference from Brisbane. So anyway, he woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Actually, I shouldn't say that, because Jeff is a bit like me. He's a bit of a night owl. So you can call him up 3 o'clock in the morning. Chances of him being awake are very high. So if you want to call him up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'll give you his phone number later on. No, I'm not going to do that. I think he'd be a little bit annoyed at that. But anyway. Okay, time for more music now from Germany, Tom Gabel. The title track from his CD, The Good Life, with It's a Good Life.
Baby, I was fading, and baby, I was waiting for someone out there to save my soul, to love me in the good times, to hold me in the bad times, someone to make me smile anew, who really paints those gray skies blue. I was looking for a good life, just looking for a good life, a good life. And baby, I was crying, 'cause all around was dying, until the day that you came along, you open up those blue skies, and now we only get highs. I never found a love so strong, and it just keeps on rolling, it keeps me going on. Now baby, it's a good life, I got you by my side tonight. Baby, it's a good life, and everything is right tonight. Well, I thought I was strong, a fool playing the wise man, but that is easy now for me to say, 'cause I'm smiling away. Oh, baby, baby, it's a good life. Good life, baby, it's a good, good life, all right. I found someone to make my whole life new. That somebody I found is you. It's a good life, new life, baby, it's a good life. Oh, baby, it's a good life. I got you by my side tonight. Baby, it's a good life. Everything is all right tonight. Well, I love you, baby. I really love you, baby. That's why everything is right. Life is good. Life is fine.
Tom Gabel from his CD Good Life with a track called It's a Good Life. Now, I know some of you probably were thinking of another song when I introduced it, because there is a song called A Good Life, and it, you know, it goes, how does it go again? It's a good life, la-da-da, you know. But of course, it's a very different number. This is one that he wrote himself, even though the titles are very similar. Anyway. Not too long ago, a few people were asking about an interesting little series from Radio Nederland that we will run from time to time called In Other Words, that was done way back in the 1970s. And a number of you wanted to hear another one of those installments. So here it is for you right now.
The Dutch World Broadcasting System, Radio Nederland, presents In Other Words with Robert Hasluck and Ian Elliott.
You know, Robert, much like the English language, the Dutch language bears a very strong maritime imprint. How well we know about centuries past when Dutch seamen brought home untold riches from foreign shores, at the same time establishing a glorious empire where the sun never set and showing those...
Ian, if I may interrupt, it's a bit rosy, a picture you paint there. Your memory is faulty, I think.
Hmm?
Yeah, whatever empire the Dutch once had is long gone now. And those riches were, I think, were extracted at the cost of immense suffering for the people of the East Indies, so...
Yeah, I suppose you're right. That part of Dutch history did leave the Dutch language with a rich treasure of expression, so I shall van Valsteken.
Yeah?
Yep, I shall definitely do that.
Okay, what is it?
I shall push my ship away from the quay, start my journey. In a word, begin, sir.
Good.
Eh?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, begin.
Begin, yeah.
It's no secret that the Dutch Golden Age, when no other country equaled Holland in prosperity or achievement, was firmly based on the accomplishments of the Dutch merchant navy. No wonder that after some time, seafaring was associated with success, hard work and ability. When someone would pass an examination or perform a difficult task particularly well, people would say he passed met vlag en wimpel, the English equivalent being with flying colours, drawing a comparison with a victorious fleet returning to port. But conversely, if someone is obviously unsuccessful or has a run of bad luck, we say here in Holland, hij heeft de wind tegen, the wind's going against him. And of course there are always those people who neither are supremely lucky nor abjectly unfortunate, but who manage barely to remain abreast of events by trying very hard, by doing all they can. They must alle zeilen bijzetten, literally, make all sails, strain every fibre. And you must never accuse a Dutchman of being lazy. Never, never, never. Because if you do, he'll draw himself erect, stare you straight in the eye, and inform you that his father was not a corker.
Well, Ian, thank you for that warning.
You're welcome.
But if he did say that to me, what would he be trying to tell me? I'm glad you asked me that, son.
You took the very words out of my mouth.
Ah.
You thought I was going to say sails. The Dutch expression is, men vader was geen brewer. Stay with me, because I have to translate and explain a little pun, a little play on words thing, you know. A corker is a brewer in Dutch. The chap who fills up the crevices and cracks in a ship's hull or deck with this curious mixture of untwisted hemp rope and tar. Oakum, they call it, oakum. Well, the Dutch word for oakum is werk, and here comes the trick, because in Dutch, werk not only means oakum, but also work. So, your lazy Dutchman will tell you that his father never parted with werk. In other words, that he wasn't a cork, not a braver, whose job it was to part with werk, or work, you see.
That's a real corker of a story there, Jan.
You do?
Werk, I get it.
Good. Then you're a better man than I am. Anyway, that's what you want to be, I suppose. You know, you've got a pretty competitive nature, Robert. Yeah, you really have. Almost Dutch, I'd say.
Thank you.
Mm. You know, a favourite pastime in the old Dutch navy, the old sailing navy, was for sailing ships to try and block each other's progress by heading each other off, taking the wind out of the competitor's sails, a skill no doubt developed during many naval engagements with the jolly old English. Now, this innocent pastime laid the foundation for this expression, iemand de loef afsteken, to take the wind out of someone's sails, to get the better of a person, a matter of great personal satisfaction, I'd bet, to every self-respecting Dutchman. Not me, though. No. I'm not competitive, Robert, you know. No, I'm a gentle soul. Yeah, that's me, gentle. Most of the time, I just let everything and everybody muck me about.
Oh, Ian, you're just too gentle for this world of
ours.
You're
right. You're absolutely right. Ik val tussen de val en het skip. I fall between the quay and the ship. I always get the worst of things. Perhaps I should stand up for myself a little more often.
No, Ian. Just stay just as wonderful as you are now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you're just flattering.
No.
Yeah. Next time you'll be telling me that mine's the face that launched 1,000 ships.
Well, not launched, Ian. Sank. Definitely sank.
In Other Words, with Robert Hasluck and Ian Elliott, was presented by the Dutch World Broadcasting System, Radio Nederland.
There we go, another installment of In Other Words from 1976 from Radio Nederland, the Dutch World Broadcasting System. System. Apparently they had a system, as Jonathan Marks used to say. Anyway, if there's another installment of that series that you would like to hear at some point, let us know. And the email address to do so I will give later on in the program. He ain't heavy, he's my brother. Unless he's, well, over 15 stone. The Hollies!
The road is long, with a many a winding tongue that leads us to who knows where.
Sadness that everyone's heart. so long, long road. From which there is no return while we're on the way to there. Why not share?
The Hollies, He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother, here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Our email address, pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. And fall, of course, is just a few weeks away, so we do have a new QSL card that we're issuing very soon. But I'm not going to tell you what it is. In the past, we've posted samples of it on our website, but this one, we're keeping it as a little bit of a secret. The past 2 weeks, I have spent a very enjoyable time watching a series that I'm a big fan of. I'm a CCF. That's Closet Corrie fan, referring to the long-running British soap opera Coronation Street. I started watching the show way back in the 1980s. Now, the show was on at a time when I was still at school, so I used to program the VCR. You remember what a VCR is? Yeah, video cassette recorder. Some of you probably still have one of those machines. I do. So anyway, I used to set the timer on it to record it so I can watch it later in the evening. And as I was searching for something else, I came across a couple of boxes of VHS tapes. You remember VHS tapes? Yeah, those big clunky things. Of episodes that I'd recorded way back in the early 1980s. I was probably maybe around 12 or 13 at the time. And I decided, well, you know what? It'd be fun to watch it. It'd just be fun to watch it. So I ended up watching a number of episodes from 1980 to 1983 in 2 weeks. Now you're saying, well, that's a lot. Actually, it isn't, because originally Coronation Street was only twice weekly. And if you take out the commercials, each episode only runs around 24 minutes. So you can watch a few of them at, you know, back to back at one time, and watching a year is quite easy. And it was fun to watch. It was fun to watch because there were some characters in the show that, even today, even with the new cast, are still considered some of my favorites. I mean, Annie Walker. If anybody's ever watched the show, Annie Walker was one of my favorites, Bette Lynch, and of course, the great Elsie Tanner, Pat Phoenix, who died in 1986. She was one of the original cast members in the series. She left it in 1986. And the show now has been on the air for decades. It started December 9th, 1960, which is actually my birthday, not 1960, but December the 9th. And there is still one original cast member on the show. That's William Roach, who plays Ken Barlow. Another one of my favorite characters. And it's one of those series that it's fun to watch because there are certain characters on the show. I mean, Ivy Tilsley, who was a very difficult woman. And of course, then you had some of the famous couples on the show that were dramatic and also offered a lot of fantastic comical scenes. For example, Jack and Vera Duckworth. great, great, great. And of course, Stanley and Hilda Ogden. And of course, the double team, Rita Fairclough, as she was known in the series back then, and of course, Mavis O'Reilly, who became Mavis something else with another name. And then, of course, Mavis and her husband, Derek. I mean, it is really so much fun to watch these old episodes because the show has actually pretty much kept up to the same thing. The only difference now, of course, the production quality is a lot better than it originally was. But something actually that's interesting about it, because now the show has moved to 5 days a week, and I was really surprised at reading how like the original show, there was very little rehearsal time. People would get the scripts, learn their lines, maybe practice it if they were in a scene together a couple of times, go and shoot it, and that's it, and then move on to the next one. You know, so yeah, quite a lot of fun watching the old episodes, I have to say. I've Got You Under My Skin, a song made famous, of course, by Frank Sinatra, but this is a version that he did in the early 1990s for the Duets album that included such artists as Tony Bennett, Gloria Estefan. We recorded duets with some of the big names of that time. This is one that he did with Bono from U2 that also became a top 10 hit.
I have got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me.
So deep in my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin.
I have tried so not to give in. I have said to myself, this affair never gonna go so well.
But why should I try to resist when baby I know so well
that I've got you under my skin. I would sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of holding you near in spite of a warning voice. Comes in the night, it repeats and it shouts in my ear.
Don't you know, blue eyes, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality.
But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop
before I begin. Cause I've got you under my skin. Everything come what may, for the sake of having you near.
In spite of a warning voice, comes in the night and repeats and it shouts in my ear.
Don't you know, you fool, you never can win.
Use your mentality,
wake up to reality. That I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin.
Cause I've got you under my skin, and I love you when you're under my skin.
The legendary Frank Sinatra and Bono with I've Got You Under My Skin from the album Duets. All right. There was actually something else that I wanted to mention to you today. Oh, yes, I remember what it is. We're currently working on another joint program with Radio Taiwan International. And for that special, the joint program will be as such. It'll be a joint program from their English service. And we're going to basically swap the hosts, as they say. Yes. So, there'll be somebody from Radio Taiwan that week hosting Happy Station, and I'll be hosting a program on Radio Taiwan. And each of us will be not just the host, but also the guest of the respective programs. And that's going to be coming up towards the end of the year. So I will keep you in tune to what we're going to be doing with that. Elvis Presley with Shake, Rattle, and Roll.
Well, get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Well, get in that kitchen, make some noise with the pots and pans. I believe to my soul you're the devil in nylon hole. I believe to my soul you're the devil in nylon hole. To my money go. Well, I said shake, rattle and roll. 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 The way you want to ride to save your doggone soul. Shake, rattle. In the seafood store, I like a one-eyed cat peeping in the seafood store. When I can look at you, tell you ain't no child no more. I believe you're doing me wrong, and now I know. I believe you're doing me wrong, and now I know. Cause what I work faster my money go. Well, I said shake, rattle and roll. 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 The way you want to do it right, so you don't go so. Make it again. Well, I said shake, rattle and roll. 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 The way you want to do right, save your doggone soul.
Elvis Presley with the song Shake, Rattle and Roll from one of his early RCA Victor albums. With sessions, actually, that sounded like they were recorded at the old Sun Studios. And I believe it's from the album that was recorded just after he got out of the military. I think it's around that time. All right. We're going to have now another song. This is actually a request. It's a song that was made famous by the singer, Demis Roussos, who passed away this year. But the version that we're going to listen to is not by him. It's a duet between Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet from an album they did for the MGM label called The World of Steve and Edie that features songs from Italy, Japan, France, Mexico, Greece, Israel, the USA, Germany, England, and Portugal. Shall We Dance?
The day we get a chance to pay off all the violins of the bowl.
We shall dance, we shall dance. The day we get a chance to get a dime to buy back our soul.
see corn-growing spring, my springtime.
My springtime.
We shall dance, we shall dance, the day we get a chance to pay off all the violins of the ball.
We shall dance, we shall stay with the children at play. Lord, I swear when the time comes, we'll pray.
We shall dance, we shall sing, my dear love, for my spring. My love, you'll have a house with ruined walls, fire with coal, my soul.
We shall dance, we shall dance, the day we get a chance to pay off all the violins of the war. We shall dance, we shall stay with the children at play. Lord, I swear when the time comes, we'll pray. La la la.
Shall dance, not shall we dance. Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet there, a song by Demis Roussos, who originally had a big hit with that. Earlier on, we played a song called Shake, Rattle and Roll, and I just remembered something. On Tuesday, between 9 p.m. local time and midnight, we actually had three earthquakes, and I had something that broke at home. Yes. There wasn't any damage of anything else, things that I thought would be very fragile. But what had happened during the second one that we had, which wasn't that strong, it was only a 5.5, which is very small. In the bathroom, there is a shower head, and it's connected to the wall. Well, the tile cracked, which essentially removed the clamp that holds the shower head and fell to the floor. And when it fell to the floor, I was watching something on television, and I heard cluch, smash. And sure enough, there it was into a million different pieces. Which was surprising, because I had had a drinks party a few days before, and the glasses were still by the sink. They had already been washed, but they were upside down to have the water drain from them. And none of those broke. And they're crystal. And they were actually, when I thought, okay, another one. Oh, the glasses. And actually, no, it was something as silly and minute as a shower head that was the first to go. Always the case, isn't it? Something that you least expect. Anyway, time to leave you where our last song today is The Animals and House of the Rising Sun. We'll be back next week, same time, same station. Our stations, depending on if you're listening to us through one of our partner stations. Oh, before I go, happy birthday to Chris Mackerel at World FM in Tawa, New Zealand. So, happy birthday to you. The Animals, House of the Rising Sun. Until next time, friends, I'm Keith Powell, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
In away.